Here's why he warned about Armageddon. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News.
The president was reflecting the very high stakes that they're in play right now.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, last week during a fundraiser, President Biden referred to Russia's nuclear arsenal, a move many Republicans criticized. Kirby also told ABC's This Week there's no imminent threat from Russia.
We just simply haven't seen an indication that Mr. Putin has either made a decision to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine or has done anything to get closer to that decision-making process.
Kirby added nothing has been seen to make the U.S. reconsider its own nuclear posture. We're just about 4 weeks away from the midterms, and lots of contests are competitive. One of them in Georgia, where Republican Herschel Walker is trying to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock. Walker has been on defense, denying that he paid for an abortion for a former girlfriend. House Republican Don Bacon tells NBC's Meet the Press he still supports Walker.
Well, I sure do, more for the policy positions he's going to take. Senator Warnock is one of the most liberal progressive folks. He wants abortion on demand until birth. Only one in five voters support that.
Bacon of Nebraska is running for re-election against Democrat Tony Vargas. Republicans are also fighting for a U.S. Senate seat in Arizona.
Arizona is a state where former President Trump has made a significant amount of endorsements. He will be holding a rally and campaigning for Senate candidate Blake Masters, who's trailing incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Kelly in the polls. The former president's also campaigning for former news anchor Carrie Lake, who's facing off against Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
A tragic accident that could have been prevented has torn apart a family in North Carolina.
Perhaps we've grown too reliant on technology. Philip Paxson died on September 30th. The North Carolina man was driving from his daughter's birthday party in Hickory on a dark, rainy night. Like so many of us do these days, he was following the directions from his GPS. But instead of getting Paxson to his destination safely, the device led him to a bridge that was no longer there. In fact, a storm had washed the crossing away 9 years ago. The 47-year-old father of two and his Jeep went over the edge into the river below. He was killed. There were no barriers or warning signs, something Paxson's family is trying to bring attention to. Carolyn McHugh, Fox News.
A Pennsylvania teenager will be charged as an adult in connection with a shooting last month at an amusement park. Police in Allegheny County say the 15-year-old wounded three people at Kennywood Park. Police are searching for a second suspect. Despite severely strained relations, the White House plans to work with Russia on defending the Arctic from man-made and natural threats.
The White House unveiled a four-pillar strategy for a peaceful, stable, prosperous, and cooperative Arctic region. The document is a follow-up to a strategy first outlined in 2013. The U.S. says it will deter threats to the homeland by enhancing capabilities in the Arctic, protect the climate and environment with resilient communities in Alaska, and improve access to services and economic sectors. Russia is also a key partner in the Arctic. The White House says despite challenges from the war in Ukraine, the U.S. will work to sustain institutions and seek to uphold international law, norms, and standards in the region.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.